The Infant Jesus of Prague and the Little Prince have a side that's not evident at first sight. Of course, we find God in the form of a weak child. We see God converted. But in this little child is already contained the crucifixion and the moment of his death. So already in the manger, we discover that time is limited, and that the time that has been allotted to our lives, days, months, and years, form a space, and that man's task is to fill that time with something that gives his life meaning. Teresa of Avila, the 16th century mystic and a great Carmelite saint, wrote many books. One of the most famous was a little book called The Interior Castle. The whole book is very impressive. The pilgrim tries to enter a castle of glass, and if he manages it, then gradually, throughout his life, he'll go through several chambers until he reaches the last one, the seventh one, where his soul meets with God. The interesting thing is that this interior castle is my soul. It means that I'm not looking for God in some place in heaven. I'm not looking for him outside myself in other galaxies. God is inside me. And if I explore the depths of my interior, I'll find God. In this sense, this encounter of the aviator Saint-Exupéry with a little prince, the encounter with our inner child, the encounter with my soul, coincides quite well with the texts of mystics like Saint Teresa of Avila. The little prince, the child inside us, at the end of the book, asks us a very urgent question about the meaning of human existence and death. And perhaps we could also say that another child, the infant Jesus of Prague, gives us the answers to these questions, perhaps not during his childhood years, but at the moment of his death and his resurrection. It's no coincidence that Christians say that this child, the infant Jesus of Prague, defeated his own death and brought about life.